Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody get Al a little table.
You should move that so they can see your face. There you go. You need the arms.
Yeah. Need the arms.
What is this?
Oh, is this the the basement theme song?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you have found yourself upon the show. Well, the show that defines your week in podcasts, your week in live Facebook live podcast, your week in podcast, wherever you get your podcasts at. We're here to kickstart it. It's a Monday night. My partner, Alfred Ferdinand Larcher, and myself, Clark Lawrenson, just had one hell of a weekend.
Oh, yeah. Great weekend.
Over in Indianapolis.
Beautiful. The Circle City.
We were in the future.
It was more like the past.
Yeah, right.
In my neighborhood, everybody was dressed like a 70s pimp.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
That's fantastic.
I thought I saw Dolomite hanging on the corner.
Oh. That's probably just an advertisement for the movie.
Could be.
Yeah. We got a lot to talk to. It was the biggest wrestling week in 20 years or so. And NFL Week 5.
Yeah, the tragic Bears loss to the Oakland Raiders. But it doesn't count on foreign soil.
No. So they're 3-1 still?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't count it. Do you?
I don't count the first game against the Packers because that was a preseason game. So they're 3-0.
Well, that's getting a little nitpicking, but...
Y'all, you can interact with us. You can give us a call at 760-454-8834, 760-454-8834. And as always, leave a comment on Facebook Live. For those of you guys that aren't listening live and you're listening to the podcast, wherever you get your podcast, leave us a message.
Well, you think sound like they're working over there.
Sounds like things are working. Maybe one of our usual folks will chime in if there is something wrong.
So, are you kidding? They gave up on us last week. They saw that debacle of a show and they were out of here, Clark. It was it.
That was the first time our faces had been seen from the sports attic. It was a historic
100th program.
Is that how you want to say it?
Well, I think that's how I'm saying it. Oh, boy. So the Chicago Bears go to London and... you know, there's no God in England. I mean, it really is a godless nation. They cosplay. They have a queen who lives in a castle.
Right.
And she cosplays. She doesn't have any power. She's just in an outfit.
Why are you so rude?
And then they just waves. That's all she does. This lady has been alive longer than me.
I'd say she's one of the best wavers.
I you know what? I think they should give that job to Virginia McCaskey.
She's pretty good with it. She didn't go, did she? Did they show her on TV?
Oh, she's 100 years old. She's old. She's dust.
She's what? 95?
She's not. You know, she's not getting on a plane for that garbage.
So. I don't think so.
So yeah. So you go over there, and these people, they don't understand football. You know, they live in a godless nation where they kick balls around.
It's soccer or football, as they call the game.
Soccer.
Right. Because our game involves the feet way more than theirs does.
So, John Gruden, this guy, he's crazy. He's a crazy man.
They fired him, though, this morning, so that's good.
No, that's the other one. That's Ben Gruden with the Redskins.
Have you seen pictures of John Gruden's kid? He's like the physical fitness coach for the Raiders?
No.
Jacked. Look him up. Go to your Googles. Find that.
I'll get right on that.
So, John Gruden, as you were saying.
Well, John Gruden, so he was once a great coach. And he brought a Super Bowl to the Raiders. Then he went over to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Or he didn't get the Super Bowl to
right.
the Raiders. He left. He built them. And
he
then
got them close. Yeah.
And left. Then he went and got one with Tampa.
Warren Sapp, I think, was there.
Sure. Mike Allstott. Because he was the key player. The fullback is always the key in the Raiders offense. Gruden offense. So this guy, this maniac, he takes the team. And he flies out there on Monday. And they go and they get spots of tea, and they look at the real Buckingham Fountain, the palace.
There's no fountain. Yeah, they have the palace. We have the fountain.
Well, there is a fountain at the palace.
Okay.
It's different than ours. I'm not saying they're the same fountain.
You can't call it Buckingham Fountain. Oh, they probably do.
It's in their palace.
Oh, God.
So the Buckinghams, they go to the little castle, and they do Raider things in England, and –
Raider things?
Yeah, yeah. They you know, they drink. They go to pubs and eat fish.
They meet up with their fans who are wearing like spikes coming out of their
right
their shoulder pads and dumb shit like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they get there Monday, and you know what happens by the Sunday?
They're ready to play football.
They're well rested. They
right.
are all set to go.
Don't have to worry about, you know, jet lag kicking in for a day or two.
No.
They got rid of that a while ago.
Meanwhile, this and you know what? The honeymoon's over with Nagy now. It's officially done. You know, you can say what you need to say now. There's no holding back.
This makes it done right here this week.
Yeah.
Week five. Now the honeymoon's over.
The honeymoon's now over. Officially over.
It's a long fucking honeymoon, though.
Well, you know, we had there was a lot of great sex last season.
Wow.
You know, we were team sex. Hell, we almost if we had a kicker, we would have played the Super Bowl. We would have won the Super Bowl.
Uh-oh.
Who am I kidding?
There is breaking news in the NFL, by the way. It just came across my feed here on the screen. The Tennessee Titans have fired former Bears kicker Cairo Santos,
and they have brought
it
in.
Sounds like they are bringing in former Bears kicker,
the double doink,
Cody Parkey.
Yeah, I heard that.
Wow. Desperate times for kickers in the NFL.
Well, enough wasting breath on that human being.
He's going to kick a game-winning field goal.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
It's going to happen this season.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
The Titans are going to win a game, really?
That's just how shit works for the Bears. That's how it works.
So, they go out Friday because this Nagy says, it doesn't matter.
Thursday night.
We'll get to England whenever we get there. We're going to show up fashionably late. So, the game starts, I don't know, it's like 6 o'clock. In England,
mm-hmm.
and they've been on planes for like 14 hours. They get there, and then they can't block anything. They can't penetrate anything. They have no go. The go is gone.
It's 17-0 before you even had a chance to sneeze.
The pizza hadn't even arrived yet.
We weren't even halfway home.
I had shitty Indianapolis pizza on the way.
I had to listen to that shit. We were halfway home by then, I guess.
Well, halfway. I mean, you were going to Wisconsin. You were going to...
Now, I have a question about the pizza, because the night before you tried to go to a convenience store to get pizza, and I don't know. I was thinking,
yeah,
well, I wasn't looking at anything.
I mean,
are
there's
you scared?
A clock or something.
Are you concerned?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm watching.
You're seeing
the
dead over here.
But no.
Hi, Mom.
You couldn't get pizza at a convenience store before.
Well, okay, so.
You were staying in a neighborhood that wasn't favorable.
So I'm staying at the Penview. Lovely. It's called the Historic Penview, and I don't know why. It's like looking out the window of a penitentiary, really. That's the view you get. So.
Perfect.
I go and I walk. I'm like, man, I'm hungry. And I go onto the app to the Grubhub. All the delivery charges are like $15. I don't they
don't want to deliver to you.
No, they don't.
That's wow.
So, but I think that's standard in Indianapolis. I think
really?
Like, I think yeah. I think Indy just
are we lucky here?
Maybe because there's so much
there's
competition.
There's so much shit. Yeah.
So, I'm like, man, because I wanted to order some extra food so I have some in the house. You know. I got a refrigerator and a microwave there.
Okay.
So I was like, all right. So I was like looking at Hooters. I'm like, well, I could eat some crab legs tonight, have some wings for tomorrow. And then next thing you know, I'm spending $50 for a Hooters delivery. I'm like, yeah, no. I'm just going to walk to the gas station and get a frozen pizza. There's an oven in here.
Boom. There you go.
Well, I walk and I get approached by a couple entrepreneurs, street entrepreneurs.
Wondering if you'd like to have fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I had offered a 2-for-1, as a matter of fact. It was a sale.
Jeez.
You know, prices are a little different in Indianapolis.
And for the record, we're talking about hookers.
No, I was talking about they were selling cookies.
Oh,
the,
cookies, yeah.
The Girl Scout cookies.
Not prostitutes. Cookies.
So I get to the gas station. To make a boring story even longer, I get to the gas station, and they got nothing to eat there. Nothing.
Yeah.
It's like Gatorade, Kool-Aid.
M&M's.
Candy, chips. I got some generic chips, a bag of generic barbecue chips.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you pay everything through bulletproof glass.
Oh, yeah, you do.
And I'm not joking.
Yeah,
there were nothing but older dudes over 60 dressed like Dolomite.
That's amazing.
It was like a pimp convention
That's
was going
awesome.
On. So I end up getting 2 cans of ravioli, some Swedish fish.
Yes.
And I head back. I head back to the.
Did it at least have the pull tab on the ravioli?
It did. Yeah.
Or like a.
Yeah, because
yeah,
I didn't
okay.
know if I had a can home or not.
Yeah, no shit.
I was planning on getting a frozen pizza.
Uh huh.
So I get back. I get back to the Penview and I start working on my fantasy football, which, by the way, very good week. Very good week.
Really?
Well.
Good to hear. We'll get there.
My cash game tanked. In my tournament. See, normal people win their cash game and lose tournaments. I always win money on tournaments and lose cash games. But anyway, so had a good week there because I put the time and effort in. I ate my can of ravioli. I didn't even heat it up because I didn't trust the cleaning of the shit
the
in the apartment. You know, like the plates and stuff. You can't put a can in a microwave.
No, no, you can't. So they didn't have the one that came with a bowl, like the bowl that you can.
No.
This is a regular standard can.
I started eating this out of the can cold, and I'm like, this is really gross. It doesn't taste like I remember. Jeez. So I'm like, well, maybe it's expired. So I got underneath the can and I look, and it was fine, but
close.
No, it was. They must sell a lot of ravioli at the gas station.
So during the Bears game on Sunday,
right?
The pizza that you ended up having. You finally had a pizza. Were you at a restaurant at this point?
No, I was. You know, we had the wedding the night before. There was a lot of drinking.
Oh my god!
You know, the great thing about Indiana, the great thing about Indianapolis, one of the things I think Chicago should really consider, they don't start their football games till 1 o'clock.
Well, I don't think it's about Chicago.
Yeah, no, they move it. They start their games at 1. So
the Bears game started at 1. Because of Indiana.
I woke up at 11 o'clock in the morning to do some last-minute research.
And you had hours.
And I'm like, the game's not – what do you mean it's not for 2 hours? I'm looking at the phone. I'm confused. You know what I do?
What?
I go back to sleep.
You would hate being in, like, California or Hawaii.
Yeah, I had a buddy move down there. He said
– in California, games start at 10. Hawaii, it starts at, like, 7.
He says he likes it because you just get it over with.
Right. Then you have the rest of your day.
Yeah. Like you're done with football at, like, 2 in the afternoon, which it could be nice.
I get that.
I prefer to lose my entire day to football, though. I don't know.
I put the Bears hat on. Huh. I thought I was wearing a Bulls hat. Okay. You were saying.
Yeah. So, anyways, this the pizza, I ended up getting some gourmet pizza, which was shit. You know, just get a normal pizza. And, the pizza was disappointing because we couldn't stop the damn run. And here was one of the big problems. They double-teamed Mac. They eliminated Mac from the conversation the entire day, right?
Yeah.
You didn't see his name called a lot.
Yep.
And what happens within the first couple plays of the game?
Hakeem Nicks
goes down. Now, if you lose – If you have this guy Mac, and if he gets doubled, it opens up a door for somebody else. That somebody else is Hakeem Nicks.
Right.
Now, he's out. I don't know. His shoulder popped out. They said, don't watch if you're squeamish, so I turned away. I didn't see what happened, but I guess his elbow popped out of its socket.
Oh, yeah. So you turned away.
Yeah, no, I don't need
I was listening
that.
On the radio. I didn't have to worry about seeing it. I'm good. That's cool. Ankle injuries are the ones that bother me, which, by the way, I came up with an ankle injury over the weekend as well.
Really?
Yeah, Friday night. Do you remember that terrain? Like, beautiful place that we were at Friday night.
Is this during one of the incidents when you locked keys in cars?
Down, I didn't lock keys in cars. I just left keys in the wrong place.
This guy.
I took keys with me. Oh, you got to hear all about it because you went to watch the fucking game with them. I get it.
This
neat,
guy.
Great. Oh.
This guy leaves his wife and children, just leaves them, to go down to Indianapolis to drink. And he gets down there, and the wife has come the next day. She's being a sport about it. You know, she's got real responsibilities. So she goes, she's got the car all packed. She's got the kids all tightened
which
up.
Which I had packed the day before. Like, I packed up most of the car.
Yeah. What a nice guy. He packs the car up for her. So she's all set to go. She's thinking, wow, I got the greatest husband in the world. He packed the bags, 9 a.m. flight.
Yeah.
0 hours, 9 a.m.?
Yeah, yeah.
So she gets there, and then she goes.
No, she didn't get anywhere.
She starts looking all over the place. This guy's got the keys in Indianapolis. They're sightseeing.
I had the keys to my car.
So he throws the keys in an Uber and sends them back.
No, I thought about it. Cabby brought that up again.
Which
that worked out really well once back in the day with
that happened with us one time.
Yeah. It works out well to send your keys in an Uber in Chicago.
Right.
But not.
There might
not
be a surcharge.
Indianapolis. Right. Yeah. So anyway, I had the keys with me. I called. I told her. But I did. My sister helped out, and she came all the way in and picked up the girls instead of driving out. So we have a second car. Luckily enough that we drive a car.
Although she would have been on the mega bus.
Who knows? With Andrew. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. He's.
So anyway, ankle injury that evening. So
so the next day you lose the more keys.
Oh, my God. That night I took the key with me. It was in my pocket. And by the time I got back, they were already loaded up. But it all worked out. Like Brent said that it was cool. He told you it was cool, I bet.
Well, yeah, something like that. That's not quite the words I remember hearing.
Everything they told me was everything was fine.
Yeah.
Nothing is fucked, dude.
Because what are people going to do? Yell at you for for being an idiot,
yes,
for getting keys?
Yes. I got a lot of thank yous for things that I was able to do.
Yeah.
Helping out, setting up.
Well, very nice. I didn't help whatsoever, but I enjoyed myself immensely.
So the Bears game, Akeem Hicks.
Yeah. So he goes down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't stop the run. These guys are so winded. They're constantly on the field. We go down, 17-0 at half?
Yeah, we did.
And I was starting to panic. I'm like, well, maybe things could get turned around here, but unlikely. And then what do the Bears do? They turn it around.
They turn it around. Hell of a nice – they handed us the ball. They whipped it 30 yards behind themselves, and we picked it up, and we were set up.
And that gave us the big mo. The momentum started kicking
sure.
in. And the fire down below started happening.
Chase Daniel completed some passes.
Yeah, but we started moving the ball a little. And then the defense gives it up at the end. We allow a long drive and a touchdown. So now we got a minute and a half for Chase Daniels to make a miracle happen, to work magic.
How good was that pass of his?
And then he just he close at Kyle Orton, just gives it to the other
he
team.
He threw it to three. There were three Raiders jerseys around.
There wasn't a single damn Bears guy in that area.
God. I think Anthony Miller was on his ass right by him.
It was a nightmare. It ruined the whole damn game, ruined the evening, ruined everything, ruined life, really.
Really?
And,
then when you had to go meet your friends to watch the Colts, which somebody had to win that day, so the Colts upset the Chiefs.
Yeah. I called him. I was like, I think they have the Colts have an offensive line and a run game. They can control the clock. If they can control the clock, they can win this game.
There it is.
And what did they do?
They did that. You know what would have been nice if the Bears could have controlled anything? 25 first downs for the Raiders, 15 for the Chicago Bears. What else do we want to talk about? Chase Daniel, 2 TDs, 2 interceptions, 231 yards. David Montgomery, the leading rusher for the Chicago Bears, 11 carries, 25 yards. Another bright spot, Allen Robinson has been the clear number one receiver.
He is he's a fantastic talent.
Gabriel had a great week. But
concussion.
Out. Allen Robinson's kind of turning it around here. One thing that I would say is that he's not going to be the answer at quarterback. So we know that. So whenever Mitchell is healthy, he'll be back. Happened last year.
There were these idiots who said that this guy is he's the savior. He's going to turn this Bears team around, this Chase Daniels. And I said, no, he's not. He's a backup for a reason.
Yep.
I think if you had Mitch Trubisky out there in that final drive, I think they would have had a chance.
Well,
their probability would have rose immensely.
Who knows if they would have gotten to that same point? You know what I mean?
Sure. They may have been up 40-0 if they had Trubisky.
The thing about the week before was that Chase Daniel was he was comfortable back there, and he completed passes. They were able to. Did you see what Dalvin Cook did again? Like, he was running all over the place again this week.
Yeah, that's what
Bears,
he does.
The Bears' game plan last week just stifled that.
Yeah,
they made Kirk Cousins look like a.
You know why? Because they knew the challenge, and they said, we're going to stop this guy, and they committed to it, and they did it. This week, they didn't think they had a challenge.
Right.
We just stifled the best runner in football right now, or the guy with the most opportunities in football right now. We're going to do the same thing. Who do they got? Jaron Richards? You know, they got nobody that can run on us. We got this covered. And then we don't. Because
they got that rookie.
They were ready to go, and we weren't. It's the bottom line.
Yep. I'm with you. Oh, well, so be it. They got a bye week to figure things out.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see where we go from here with the Chicago Bears. You were mentioning a couple of things about DraftKings. And, guys, if you want to join in, if you want to get some things off of your chest about the Chicago Bears and you're listening live, 760-454-8834 is the number to grab us at. Or you can leave a comment over on Facebook Live. It is hot in here. I didn't get the whatchamacallit going for you. I do apologize. The fan. But last week you said that it was – last time you were here, you said it was drying your throat anyway. Would you prefer? You know, there's a microphone there you could talk into. He said, no, I prefer, in case you guys missed it there. Anyway, you can join in. You just mentioned that you had a good week in fantasy football.
I did.
I just got to say, last week I had my first great year-long fantasy week. I went 5-0. Five teams.
Yeah, very nice.
Finish in first place.
I did 5-1 this week.
This week I need Robbie Gould to score 45 points tonight.
Well, it could happen.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm winning a game like 83-82. And I think I have
That's awful.
And I think I have the kicker going tonight. He has nobody left. So I'm up a point. I think I have the kicker going tonight and Odell Beckham. Now, if Odell Beckham catches the ball, fumbles, blows his knee out on the play, gets taken out, I lose a point. And then if the kicker misses a few, I lose a point. So the strategy actually should be just to pull everybody.
Pull them.
But then I want more points for the standings and such.
Of course.
So I, you know,
of course,
my ego got the best of me, and I am playing them, and I'm sure I'm going to be fine.
You beat me in Keegan's league.
Yeah, like I said, I was 5-1 this week.
Holy shit, that's a good week, man.
The only stupid league I lose in is that foosball or whatever the hell it is.
Oh yeah, you're getting your ass kicked all around. I won in that one by like 80 points.
Yeah. Despite the fact I have a great team, you know, I'm putting up points. I'm like middle of the road in points.
In one league, I'm going to score over 180 points.
Good for you.
In one league. And lose. The other guy's got 219.
Mm, yeah, it was one of those weeks. If he had the Eagles and Fuller.
Yeah.
McCaffrey.
Yeah, there were a couple guys. McCaffrey went off. Watson.
Yeah.
He should have saved me in a couple leagues.
Well,
I didn't. Yep.
My stack. So this week in tournament, I went very simple. I ran four stacks, but 100 teams. I've moved from 60 teams to 100. I've moved down in the price point. Like I'm playing 50 cent. Game.
Oh.
It's where you could have 150 teams, but it's 50 cents a team.
Okay.
So I've moved down, but now I'm running 100 teams as opposed to 60, and I'm still playing the $3 20 team game.
Okay.
So this week I narrowed it down. I said there's two games that have high scoring potential. There's Atlanta and Houston.
And this is the main stack. It's the morning. It's the noon games and the 3 o'clock games.
Right.
The 1 o'clock games and the 4 o'clock games.
Right. Yeah. The 2 4 o'clock games this week. And then Cincinnati and Arizona. Those were the only ones that were going to go off. So all my teams had just out of those 100 teams, you know, my quarterbacks were either Watson and Hopkins, Watson Fuller, or Jones. That's so distracting. What is that? Why am I hearing things? What is going on
there? I turned it back down. You're good.
Jones and I'll let you finish.
Jones.
Yeah, Julio Jones and Matt Ryan.
Matt
Ryan.
You knew they were going to have their big week, which
and then,
they did.
And then
they
I lost. Did Dalton and Ross.
Okay.
Which I think he put up like 30 points. So all my tournament plays just took off. I didn't get any big money, but I covered all the money in the tournament play and then some. So
okay.
I made a little money.
Good.
But then I decided, well, I thought my cash game was pretty good, which I think I took second in our game. But I think I put up 150, 160 points. In order to win in the 50-50, I was in a 2,000 person $50 50-50. You needed like 180 points this week to be above the threshold.
Really?
So I lost money there. If I wouldn't have played that game, I would have had a great week.
Well, because there were just a couple of games that if you had one guy different than the other guy, like.
Yeah.
It was just a rough week for you to be in with that. Yeah.
I knew it was a Fuller week, though. I that was clear. That's been coming for weeks.
I took seventh in our cash one.
All right, seventh out of eighth. Not bad.
Seven out of eight. Yeah, nailed it. I'm going to have to –
am I second there?
Yeah, you are. 174.60. The winner took home 208.
Yeah.
He had Watson, David Johnson, Jones the second, Jesus. And then he had Godwin, Robinson, Fuller. Yep, that's who did it. That's all it took. He didn't, I mean, he had Tyler Eifert crap out on him. He had Jones.
Yeah.
He had 7.2.
I ended up playing Eifert out of desperation in some leagues. I knew he wasn't going to do anything, but there's that flow chart of playing against Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the tight end that plays Arizona is always shit. So.
Okay. The only one that I got right over here was Chark.
Yeah, which
went off with 39.
Which really was a bad play because he had a good coverage going up against him. So that was a bonus. When I saw that you did that, I laughed. But
did
it turns
you?
Out he did okay. So
well, he's the only reason I didn't finish in last.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Nailed it. Well, that sounds like a good week for you, man.
So guy took the bus home today. Took the mega bus out of Indianapolis.
Okay.
And everybody warned me. Like, I bought the ticket. I'm like, oh, they have plugs and they have Wi-Fi. This is going to be wonderful.
How many of their buses do the plugs and Wi-Fi work on?
I don't know.
Did it work on?
All I heard was nightmare stories. And, you know, Brent made the offer. He's like, hey, I'm coming back tonight. You know,
last night?
Yeah. He's like, today. If you want to ride with me, that's fine. And I'm like, well, what time are you leaving? He's like, probably around 6-ish. I'm like, well, I don't want to miss the show, you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So you took one for the team.
I took one for the team.
I've been on a Megabus probably 5 times in my life.
And good or bad?
Like three better than good.
I think because you're
one average, and then one was really bad where the bus broke down and we had to wait 2 hours on a hot bus. It was raining outside.
Ooh.
The bus was hot with no AC. We had to wait for another bus to come.
I think because you're jerking around over there, you killed the Facebook feed.
Come on.
No, really? It said interrupted a minute ago. Refreshing now to see.
No, it's back.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Okay. Feed is back. Hey, welcome back.
Are the headphones going in and out too?
Not mine aren't. Are yours?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's just me then. All right. Well, maybe it's my feet over here. So that's frustrating. So anyways, I got on the Megabus. It's okay. I don't want you to spend 20 minutes on this.
It could be my feet. I won't. I'll just double check this right here. Yeah, I don't know.
All right. So I get on the bus. I get to the bus stop, and I felt good because I knew if I missed it, I had Brent to fall back on. I had a safety in that. Going, or if it was a disaster of a situation, I would bail on it, you know, just go the other route. But I get on the bus, and immediately someone goes, "Hey, where are those outlets?" And the lady's like, "Oh, this bus doesn't have any outlets."
Uh-huh.
I'm like, "Oh man,"
uh-huh.
But it turned out the Wi-Fi worked fine, and I had nobody sitting next to me, so it was chill. The only problem is throughout the damn the damn thing, some old guy sitting in front of me the whole time just coughing, you know, and I'm sitting here, I'm trying to eat a sandwich, and he's coughing. It's like, take a damn cough drop, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, nobody wants to hear that for an hour.
In the Wi-Fi work?
3 hours of that, yeah.
But the Wi-Fi worked.
The Wi-Fi worked fine.
Okay, that's good. Glad to hear that. So it wasn't a bad trip back?
No, it was actually, it worked out fine. So I recommend the Megabus, my one good experience.
Good. Awesome. You all right over there?
You know how much I like being able to hear through the headphones. Like, it just makes a difference. And there's nothing worse than something cutting in and cutting out and cutting in and
Mine
cutting
didn't
out.
Cut in or out at all.
I know, I know. Everything's perfect for you. Coming up roses. So I'm going to get sick. That's the bottom line.
From the trip.
From that guy.
That guy was
that old prick.
Everywhere.
Like, you know what? Suck on a Longin. You know, get a cough drop.
Uh-huh.
Anyways. So that was my fun times. The wedding was great. That was good times. It was nice seeing you wear some nice clothing for once, because you always dress like a hobo.
What do you mean by that?
You look like a hobo 90% of the time.
I was wearing a suit.
Yeah?
Yeah. You wore a suit. You went and got your new suit last week and everything, so that's good.
Your tie didn't match, though.
Yeah, it did.
No, not at all.
It did.
It looked like it did from a distance, but if you moved in on that, it didn't match.
Let me tell you something about that outfit. I bought it 2 years ago at Kohl's, and it was set up like that with that one tie over that shirt. And I'm like, oh, that must be the new thing that's in style. So I bought it. I wore it home, and I've worn it to weddings. I've worn it
to funerals. Why don't you get a different tie?
And somebody always says, they're always like, oh, those don't match. And I'm like, well, some asshole kid went to Kohl's and moved the tie around and put it on something else. Because I don't give a shit. Like, why do I have to have it match? I don't care.
Well, just get a new tie.
Why does it need to match?
It freshens the whole suit up.
I like the way
you said
is.
You've worn this thing like 12 times. Freshen it up.
I love it. Who you're the one who says that it doesn't match?
Damn right.
It goes on the other one just fine. It looked great.
Well, I was just saying, you look like a Delta pilot.
Great. It was fantastic. I don't know why. Why do people give a shit? It looked fine. It was a shirt
from
with
a distance.
A tie.
From a distance, it looks great.
Good. Then stand at a distance. Don't come near me.
You were the only guy with the tie clip. I appreciate that too.
Get out of here. You got to be such an ass. About it. That's
I'm not being an ass. I was. That was impressive.
I didn't think. I thought you were working Friday night. I didn't even know I was going to see you. I thought you were at work.
No, I was trying to get a ride from you, but you were traveling with the hobos down and.
No, you didn't try to get a ride with me. You asked you said, I kind of talked to Tammy, or I'm taking the bus, or something like that.
Well, I didn't want to be a burden to you, so.
It wouldn't have been a burden to me. You could have asked somebody else. There was room in the car. There were only two of us that drove down Friday.
Oh, really? Well, that would be nice. Well, I had good company regardless, so.
Good. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
But later on in the evening Friday night, it was nice to see you there.
Yeah.
It was a very nice little party, the pre-party.
Right.
The night before. But later in the evening down by the campfire, I did roll my ankle a little bit. The next day, early in the day, I was still limping on it.
Yeah.
It still has a little bit of soreness to it, but it's fine. Like, I was able to dance all night.
You were. You were shaking it down.
And let me tell you this. I know a couple people who, they saw me with my shirt not matching my tie.
Yeah.
And they were already drunk enough that it didn't matter.
Sure.
And then a few other people, within 2 hours, were all pretty happy and dancing and having fun.
I've been wine drunk in years.
Oh, did you get real good wine drunk? Oh, yeah. There was no booze. So you were drinking wine and maybe a Truly or something.
Nobody cares.
One of them light beer.
People were caring. They just weren't saying it to you.
Why? Why wouldn't anyone tell me?
Oh, you know, I got a little bit of bubbly.
Oh, did you have champagne?
I was drinking champagne.
Did they have
champagne? Yeah, yeah.
I didn't have any. That's interesting. So, the idea going into that was I would play a couple of songs. I would maybe make an announcement or two. And then by the end of it, I was the MC of the evening. Yeah.
You're very proud. When you had that microphone in your hand and that suit with that tie that didn't match, and you were standing there exactly like you are now.
But luckily,
you were holding the microphone exactly like that.
But luckily, I was far enough away from people that it looked fine.
You had this smile on your face. You were an absolute pure bliss. I'd never seen a more happy guy in my life.
At a wedding, what would you rather the MC was like? Like some sourpuss up there? Just like,
you were,
fuck this.
You were like a kid who first time ever went to a candy shop.
How am I supposed to be?
No. I'm not saying that you did it wrong. I'm just saying you had so much joy and pleasure.
I'd like to thank Mark.
With that role. Like, I was so happy for you.
Oh, I'm sure you were. What are you doing over there?
The guy sitting in front of me. This is
like
the whole time.
Clark.
Oh, I can't.
I'd like to thank Clark.
Oh, there it is. All right. All
right. I'd like to thank Clark.
We need just a little more volume from over there, huh? All right. Anyway, so we've done some Bears. We talked a little bit about the DraftKings. If you want to talk about any of that, give us a call, 760-454-8834. Leave a comment on the Facebook Live feed.
So the only living human being to ever manage a Cubs team to a World Series, they give him the axe. They fire him. He's not good enough.
Right.
The guy's already got jobs lined up. How about that? Meanwhile, we're looking at hiring the nitwit who sings the seventh inning stretch. The old guy.
Who?
Ross, his name?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know if they're hiring
this guy's never coached a thing in his life, and they're considering him.
I don't know.
What a shitty organization, huh?
All they're looking to hire is somebody who will play the guys that management wants them to play. They're not – it's a numbers game. It's sabermetrics now. That's where they're going.
Uh-huh.
So be it. Whatever happens.
Well, they ought to save their metrics and bring back the guy who won the championship.
Time was done. He's going to get his gig with the Angels, the team that he was with for years upon years. Coached through their minor league system.
So we're going to bring back Rick Renteria.
He was there when they won the World Series. No, I thought he was going to replace Renteria down with the White Sox, though. That would have been awesome because they're about ready to come up.
But why doesn't Renteria come back?
Renteria is still with the White Sox.
He wouldn't want to.
Bring him back. Would you?
Yeah.
Would you if they fired you after a year of doing a fine job of your gig?
That's what I said when they fired him. And you were like, oh, no, we're going to be good.
And how'd that work out for the Cubs?
Pretty good because you got that guy who won a championship
that
you just got rid of.
Yeah.
The only living human being in the history of the last 60, 70 years to walk this earth fired.
He was not fired.
His contract wasn't renewed.
Right.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
That did happen. It was a wild week last week for professional wrestling. Did you get to watch any professional wrestling in this last week, Al?
I watched it all, my friend. I saw every nook and cranny that there was to watch. I watched the match where the demon was red. He was red in the face. The match was red. I watched Cody get attacked by the giant Hager guy.
You want one?
Oh, fuck you, dude.
Whoa.
Be fucking giant. Fuck you.
What happened?
Fuck you.
Why don't you want to look at it?
God,
you want one?
I got it.
Okay. Yeah.
These are people on the streets after a Cubs loss.
Well, thank you, Al.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you playing that.
Very classy people. Anyways.
Dude, they had a lot of dark matches after the show went off the air at AEW Dynamite. But, yeah, you saw Cody got attacked afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
After his match with Sammy Guevara.
Guevara, yeah, very good, Clark.
I liked the way that played out. You know, I saw a lot of people for the entire show, AEW Dynamite, mentioning that the camera work, they cut to some commercials at the wrong time and whatnot. Some of that for me helps play up with what they're going for, which is more of the real sports feel.
I wish people would stop using that term.
Real sports feel?
Yeah, that's like the buzzword in wrestling.
That's what they're
right now.
Because they all said that.
But it's not. It's still wrestling.
And you said that when you got me into New Japan to watch some of that. You're like, it's presented more like a real sport.
Because it is. Like they actually do it. These guys, they have a guy who dressed like a dinosaur.
I thought that it was that's fun, but they do it tongue in cheek.
Uh-huh.
Like that's fun. I enjoyed Tony Schiavone. Coming up, and he hardly got to say anything. They had their moment where it was kind of like, this is for Dusty, kind of the hug between
right.
Schiavone and Cody.
They embraced.
That was cool. And then the kid came over probably a little too soon, Guarva, to give him the handshake at first. And then Jericho came out and just beat the shit out of Cody. Guarva just took off.
Right.
Later on is when you found out that he was part of the – are they the heel faction, or are they just – we are the heels of the – of AEW at the end.
I don't know. It seems like maybe they're working for Jericho. Jericho's surrounding himself with a Le Passé.
Le
Champion.
Yeah. A lot of character introduction.
Yeah.
Which was needed during the show. It was a pilot episode.
It was a pilot episode.
I mean, a lot of MJF came out and showed you who he was.
Right.
And he defeated that Cutler guy.
Yeah.
Pac-Man, he's the unbeatable force so far, it seems like. The bastard Pac. JR gets a kick out of Schiavone saying it.
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel about the three-man booth?
Well, this nitwit Jim Ross, just he needs to hang up the hat.
Hang up the hat.
Put away the old black hat and just move to Oklahoma and stand on the sidelines of football games. Because he's done. He's dust. He's a fart in the wind. You know, he's out there, and the show starts with Jericho destroying Cody. He, like, beats down Cody. They go to a commercial break, and they go picture in picture, and I'm like, it's going to be like WWE. Nothing's really going to happen. I go, and I start making dinner. I come back from picture in picture, and the commercials are just about ending, and I see Jericho is still beating down Cody.
Uh-huh.
So immediately they cut back, and there's Jim Ross. Oh, I wish he would stop that. That's not nice. I can't do that. That's your champion, man.
Come on, folks. Can you stop this? This is your champion.
I mean, you know, listen, 20 years ago, Jim Ross would be like, my God, he's still beating him. He's going to kill him. Pull him away. We're secure. That's all gone. He has no energy.
WWE brought the king back, like legit, too.
The King? Oh, yeah.
Jerry
they did bring,
the King.
They bring
Matt Corbin.
Brought Jerry Lawler back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank God. Thank God AEW has Jim Ross, because if they would have brought him and Lawler back, it would have been a disaster.
Well, and Monday Night Raw is their B-show now.
Yeah, it is.
That would have been something. Okay. But
Schiavone was great, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, I will.
And you were never a WCW guy.
I'm not a Tony Schiavone guy, and I will say he did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
And the guy with the mask...
Excalibur.
I thought he was pretty good too.
Okay, good. Well, and as JR will tell you, he's just there to help these guys learn, help the team get better, help them learn, and he's gonna get them into the right place.
It's like this show, yeah. I'm just here to help you learn, Clark.
Riho defeated Nyla Rose.
Yeah. That was
we were there when Riho won her match to get to this. This is for the Women's World Championship, the first ever.
Right.
We were there when Nyla Rose won the Battle Royal.
Yeah.
All of that was at All Out at Hoffman Estates at the Sears Center here, Chicago. I wondered how the hell they were going to make that work. Because what I noticed about Riho in her match at All Out was she got the shit beat out of her. And it looked like she got the shit beat out of her a lot. And then she was able to steal a win.
Right.
She found a way to get some offense. She kicked Nyla Rose's ass and she won.
Yeah, that she did. And the crowd, you know, it started without the excitement, without the need to cheer Riho. They didn't, you know, they didn't quite know who she was or why she was out there. And by the end of it, the crowd was 100% behind her.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, if you take your mask off, we could hear you better.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Why? Same with, because I don't have a mouth hole like you have there.
Well, if you're gonna be La Luchadora, you need to do it right, my friend.
Wow, the Facebook feed is like hours behind tonight. Elijah has the same mask that you do, I believe.
Hell yeah, he does.
And maybe the same pressure cooker.
Because we are, we are a tag team. We are forming a tag team, Clark, and we may have to cut you out. You know, there might be a heel turn, and you're just going to be ran off.
We got a phone call.
Okay. It's good.
Yep, that'll do it.
I was waiting for you to check that.
Let's go over to the 310. You've been there for a minute. Thank you so much for holding on us. 310. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. Tom, Los Angeles. How you doing?
Very good, Tom. Thank you so much for the call. What would you like to talk about tonight?
That pay-per-view from last night, ideally. I'm not watching Raw live right now because I'm driving home, but that main event was getting to watch Seth Rollins shop at a Home Depot for 30 minutes and then have a disqualification. I mean, that was just so textbook WWE over the last 7 or 8 years, where it's like, take your super hot character, book them in a match that they're not ready for. You're not ready to give them the belt. You're not ready, but you don't know how to book them losing.
Yep.
And then just create a situation where all your fans are going to absolutely hate it. And then, like, even if anyone is attempting to defend it, which,
right,
it kept the Fiend strong, whatever, blah, 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 I still can't get over the fact that, like, if you look at everything else around it, right, like, they've had months to get ready for SmackDown moving to Fox. Like, one, they might as well just change the name of their championship belt to the Did You Know SmackDown Is Now on Fox title. And then, B, like, they basically just, instead of slowly building to things, they just, like, erased months of storytelling for no reason. Like, you beat Kofi in 8 seconds, making everything he's done the last 6 months meaningless. He's back to the mid-card, whatever. You beat Bayley. You tap Bayley out twice in 3 days to give the belt back to Charlotte, who, like, nobody's cared about in, like, a year.
You
keep giving her the belt, and she loses the belt, and you give her the belt, and you're trying to make this, like, comparison to Ric Flair, who had, like, a 46-year career,
right,
where he would hold the belt for, like, 3 years at a time, like, and make us think this 16 championship belt thing is going to matter. And it's just, like, I want to like the WWE. I like, legitimately do. It's just, it's so hard when they treat their fans like we're morons. Like, we just don't remember anything. And so, like, I'm glad to have a legitimate alternative. And what I'm really hoping from AEW is that not so much that they try and, like, do spot fests and break glass and all this stuff that, like, honestly, I don't really care about. Like, it was really fun in 2001 to watch like Jeff Hardy jump off ladders through a bunch of tables when I didn't think he was a real human being and like the internet wasn't around and didn't know that he like went home and took a bunch of Vicodin to do that. Like, but we just know too much now. So I hope that AEW doesn't focus so much on like the extreme wrestling part and focuses more on the part that's been missing from WWE, which is just like, make me think that what I watch on October, whatever it is today, 7th,
yeah,
2019, is going to matter October 7th, 2020, and not just, think that I completely forget everything that's happened. Like, make it a coherent show that things matter.
I agree with a lot of what you said. I thought the Kofi thing actually made sense. Like, Kofi was done. I mean, the energy wasn't there anymore. And you know who else is done now, especially after last night? Seth Rollins. You know, Seth Rollins got absolutely embarrassed.
Hey, do you think you can turn the radio down a little bit?
I do agree Kofi had worn off, but it's like, to give it right back to Lesnar, who I would also argue has largely worn off. And at the same time, like, look, I get what Fox is trying to do with bringing like a real world feel in, but like, I can't stress enough, it's not real world. Like, I don't want to watch two UFC fighters fight each other. Like, maybe I'm not the biggest MMA fan, but like, I know who like John Jones is and Tito Ortiz. Like, I know,
yeah,
like the famous guys. Like,
yeah,
when I see Cain Velasquez come out, like, it's something like, I couldn't have picked that guy out of a lineup of two people. He just looked like a fat guy with a bad knee. Like,
when he first came out, I thought Dominic took some kind of steroids, like overnight steroids, and he was coming out stronger. You know, it is their job to explain who he is. And once they did, I was in. I was drawn in. And, of course,
yeah,
it got the press it needed to get. It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's different. It's a different take. But it's interesting is how it's going to work.
I don't want to crap on everything. I just think, like, that main event was so indicative of, like, one person making the decision, because like, if even two people sat down and had a rational conversation and were like, how is this going to play out?
Right.
Someone would have said,
right,
not well. Like, and it's just, it's they have a lot of good things going for them. I think we're about to enter a pretty exciting time in wrestling in general, but like, completely indefensible, that main event yesterday. Like, illogical on almost every level. Like,
it was really, really embarrassing. It was embarrassing. It was bad. It completely went against any logic. You know, why would a Hell in a Cell match stop because the guy is dead? Hey, Mick Foley legitimately died. Like, he was dead. And they kept going. The match kept going. So if a guy gets hit with a sledgehammer and he's dead, why would they stop it?
I agree with you completely. They backed themselves into a corner with this match completely. And I didn't like that it was happening this early for The Fiend. And I think that's what you guys have said a little bit already. It just, how they can do it, how they can pull it off, kind of interests me. And then they did what they do, and they shit the bed.
And then they get AEW chance at the end, and it was deserved.
Right.
Are you interested in AEW?
Back? Okay.
No, go ahead. Tom, are you interested in AEW?
I mean, like, 100%. I mean, I'm just really excited because I think, you know, for so many years, like, you know, the WWE has been able to defend themselves by saying things along the lines of like, oh, wrestling fans just complain, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, not really. Like, wrestling fans just like want the product to be better. And I think what AEW presents to me is just like, for the first time, there's a legitimate alternative where it's like, I don't need to feel beaten down as a just cause I like wrestling. Like, I like wrestling. So like, yeah, if WWE sucks, like, I either have to stop watching wrestling, basically, or, like, get really super into, like, deep indies, which I'm not going to, or, like, go out of my way to watch New Japan, which I'm not really going to either. So AEW,
you should,
to me, is, like, the first legitimate it's the first legitimate product since, like, I'd say, like, late 2008, 2009 TNA that feels like And it feels way more legit than that. Like, it, this is the first time in, like, I don't know, 20 years where it feels like there's someone who can take eyeballs away from WWE. I mean, TNA never was in a position where they were beating a WWE show by 500,000 viewers. So whether that's momentum of a new show or not, like, it's really exciting. And, like, the best part about it, and I hope what AEW does, is that they continue to build their own characters and not bring in WWE light guys. Cause I think, like, they have the platform to build these guys, and, like, yeah, I mean, and WWE's out there just, like, making, like, if WWE is, like, it's almost as if they're, like, trying to make people go watch AEW. Cause, like, didn't need to happen.
Yeah. No, I saw a poll on Facebook, and it was to an AEW fans, and it asked the question, who is the most popular guy right now in AEW? And by a large percentage, it was Cody Rhodes. And I think that's good. And number two was Jon Moxley, which I think is a little concerning. Number three was Kenny Omega, which that needs to, if in 6 months Kenny Omega isn't the number one guy in that company, I'm going to start being a little concerned. But, you know, right now everything does seem to be working well. And, yeah, they need to build their guys up. And they need to make Kenny Omega a star because he doesn't have the stink of WWF or WWE. He doesn't have the stink of Impact. You know, most people don't really watch New Japan. If they did, they would know how wonderful he is. So, I'm hoping that they really start getting around to telling a good story with Kenny Omega.
Well, to me, though, I think that there's a when I say I hope they don't bring a bunch of WWE guys in, I think there's a massive difference between Moxley and Cody Rhodes, who, like, straight up, in my opinion, like, elite level talents that were Cody Rhodes was like a cosmic clown or whatever the hell Stardust was.
Right.
And Dean Ambrose was like, you know, your wacky neighbor or something. Like, that, those were their characters. And, like, they had star potential written all over them. Where I'd be worried with those stats is if, what's the dude's name who did 10-10-10-10?
Ty Dillinger.
Yeah, I would be very worried if, like, Dillinger was number two. But I think, like,
right.
I really hope that some of these WWE guys that are used wrong, like a Cesaro, I just, like, guys like that who should be, if not stars, like, should be in and out of the title picture, like, on off months. Like, the fact Cesaro is used as, like, a good hand rather than, like, an upper mid-card guy who, like, he's the kind of guy at this unpromoted pay-per-view, Hell in a Cell, should be facing Seth Rollins because you've built him up properly, and you know this pay-per-view doesn't mean anything, and you know that you had to spend all week building for fun.
Yeah.
No, I think we might have. Did we lose you there, Tim?
Your hottest character. Oh, can you not hear me anymore?
We got you back.
Hello? Okay, sorry. Yeah, so I'm just saying, like, you use, like, these secondary guys. You don't throw, like, arguably your hottest character of the last, what, 5 years since CM Punk, maybe, or Daniel Bryan, this match at Hell in a Cell, because, like, everyone lost that match. Seth Rollins now feels like Roman Reigns, and The Fiend feels like we've seen him too much. I like, The Fiend just, like, I don't even know what to take from him. Like, he's still, I guess he's still cool, but, like, I don't know. Like, what am I supposed to think? He can't be beaten by literal murderer?
I think he comes out stronger, but it's stronger in the sense that how do you use him next? Because the only way to use him is to destroy other guys in the process. And he needs to be like Undertaker, just come out a couple times a year, you know, take down monsters. You know, like a good guy, if they brought that Lars Dolphin back and they start building him up, I think the Fiend would be great to come back and face Lars and shut him down. And who are you hurting? You're hurting Lars Sullivan. Who cares? But that takes investing in Lars Sullivan for a couple months, building him up to be a monster, and then bringing the Fiend back. You know, have him disappear, just like Undertaker would have made him come back. But that's really the only place you could use him.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm still intrigued by the Fiend. I am going to watch. I'm not canceling the WWE Network or anything right now. I will pay attention to it. I just, who's Seth Rollins? Like, I'm with you guys 100%. Tom,
We appreciate your call from Los Angeles there, brother. You listen to Greg, give us a call again sometime.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it. Thanks,
right, take care. Yep. You want to jump right over to the 973?
Let's do it.
All right. Hey, 973, thank you so much for giving us a call tonight. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Louie from Jersey. How are you?
All right, Louie.
Long time no hear. How you doing, my friend?
All right. You know, for some reason, I thought you started at 9. I just looked up the blog talk. I thought you started at 8 o'clock. Okay.
Well, we're glad you found us.
What's new in New Jersey, my friend?
Well, we'll put it this way. On the baseball side, fairly decent. On the football side, I think maybe you could put a bag over your head.
Ugh.
Yesterday, the Giants and Jets were superbly awful.
Yowie, wowie.
Those Jets, man, if you want a fantasy football defense, you pick the team that's playing against the Jets. That's what
right.
I did this week, Al. The Philadelphia Eagles lit it up. Yeah, Lou, I'm sorry things are going so crazy for you, brother.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the Jets would have a little bit more of a, you know, of an upswing with Bell, but it looks like he's getting his bell rung.
Yeah.
And,
well, you know, your quarterback got the kissing disease, so I don't know what kind of things he's been going out doing.
That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
What did he kiss? All the cheerleaders? Jeez.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, meanwhile, you have the great Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback in the history of sports, and he's married to Gisele Bündchen, a supermodel. He doesn't have to worry about mononucleosis, and that's the difference between a great quarterback and Sam Darnold.
You mean a schlub?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know her personally. She seems like a nice
lady. No, you're saying Tom Brady is a great quarterback and Darnold is a schlub.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, sure.
Exactly, yeah. Sam Darnold, you know, he's out there. He's kissing. He's kissing too many people.
Anything looking good on the basketball front out there? The Brooklyn Nets have a good future coming ahead of them, from what
Yowie, wowie.
Yeah, well, maybe not this year. I mean, you know, with KD out for a year, I think it's a little bit of a disadvantage. So that's our second biggest blunder of the year.
All right, and then what about those Yankees?
Yankees are riding high. I will give Minnesota this game at home because they always seem to do well at home, especially against us. But I still think we're going to take the series in 4. So a little worried about tonight, but overall, nah, not at all.
All right.
Not at all.
So who's going to win the World Series?
I'm saying it's going to be Yankees over the Dodgers.
Okay. I like
My
that call.
My mother will kill me.
Ooh.
Yeah, but my mother will kill me.
All right. Well, Lou, always great to hear from you. Thanks for the ring.
If my schedule allows me, I shall return.
Well, hope to see you next week. Hope to hear
from
you.
Yeah, we'll need a baseball update. We always love knowing what's going on the East Coast.
Yep. Thank you so much for the call.
Well,
have a good one.
You're based where?
Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois.
Ah, the Midwest. All right.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. All right,
take it easy. About the Bears usually, too, guys.
Yeah.
Say, all right. That's a good time to accidentally cut him off early. Sorry, Lou. Lou, my bad on the cutoff there, buddy.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Tom was nice having some good points on the world of wrestling.
Yeah.
I thought.
At McCormick, we're obsessed with flavor.
That's our new sponsor, McCormick.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Seasoning.
Good. Yeah. You weren't too big on everything that he had to say, but he was on the right ticket with it, I think.
Well,
I hate to be the guy that just shits on the show last night, but
I will say
that ending was shit.
There's enough good. Like, all right, I'm not going to give him a pass because last night was terrible. Like, that was just horrible. But they're in the middle of, I think, starting some good things with Raw. I want to know what happens with the Gypsy King tonight. The Gypsy King is going to be making a statement.
Oh, really?
He is the world heavyweight champion of boxing.
Oh, and Fury with Braun.
Yeah, and he's got a couple things to say to Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman knocked a dude out last night, knocked AJ Styles out.
And it's pretty cool that you have a guy. I mean, boxing's not what it once was, and I think it could use a good rub from wrestling. And wrestling can use a nice rub with the sports-like feel that they're going for, that the term I hate there, that, you know, you bring in the Gypsy King, who seems like – I was reading up on him. You know, he's from, like, England.
I didn't even know that was his name.
And he's a gypsy.
Okay.
And nobody wants – they don't like him.
Really?
Because he's a gypsy. Like, they don't like gypsies. So he moved to America because he feels like he could get a better shot in America. And here he is. He's this badass gypsy boxer who is the world champion. And he's got flair. He's got style. And I think he's going to fit in with whatever they use him for with WWE. I think it's going to be fun. That's a good ride. That's interesting. I want to see where that's going. I want to know what they're going to do with Brock Lesnar and Kane Vasquez. One, I like the Mexican angle with it, the Hispanic angle, where you have Brock beats down Rey Mysterio.
Right.
Then he beats down Rey Mysterio's son, Dominic.
Yeah.
Beats them down. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Brock Lesnar just beats Kofi Kingston. And I think it was Lance Storm who tweeted about this, and it made a lot of sense. Lance Storm said people are concerned about Kofi losing like that. And he made the point that in professional fighting, in say in the UFC or in things that have a sports-like feel, when a guy beats a guy instantly like that, like when a guy runs across the UFC cage and punches the other guy in the head and knocks him out,
right?
It's not really a fight. It's a fluke.
Right.
It's something that just happened. Now, if...
So you get a rematch, you would think.
If the other guy gets offense in and loses... Then it was a fight that guy lost.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If I get a couple hits in on you and we're sitting there fighting, then the fight has started. And then you beat me. Well, I beat you would probably be more appropriate. You went ahead and you tried and you lost.
Uh-huh.
Kofi didn't get a chance to try. He lost instantly. So 1, 2, 3, Kofi's out of the way. And there will be a rematch. I don't think they just shove him back to the mid-card.
Okay.
And I think you could build a rematch up pretty well. And you keep interfering with Kane. Maybe, you know, everyone thinks this is going to be about the title. Maybe somehow Kane causes Lesnar to lose the title. And then now you have the Kane-Lesnar feud without the title. Kofi's back in the world scene. They got the rub on that big night, on that national night when they needed it. They had the title being held. Because I think you want to build this to WrestleMania.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong. Kane Velasquez was just seen. He wrestled just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Under a mask at that time. But WWE's not going to do that. I think smart.
Right. Right.
They want Kane Velasquez there. And he impressed people.
Yeah.
With his wrestling ability. Like, I'm not saying he's going to be able to do that week in and week out or on the bigger stage of the WWE.
Yeah.
But I'm interested. I'm definitely interested in that.
What if this whole thing is being read wrong and Vasquez is just going to be like Rey Mysterio's his bodyguard.
Just busting balls.
And it's going to be Rey versus Brock or, you know, Rey going for it. I don't know. I think the money is obviously in Kane versus Lesnar. And if you don't know who Kane is, he's the guy who beat Brock Lesnar for the UFC heavyweight title. So there's that history there. So when this guy came to the ring, Brock was all scared. He played it really well.
I thought so.
Jumped out of the ring, was like, should we do this? But I don't want to. And you know, I think you have Brock being a coward champion now, being like, yeah, you know, he hasn't proved himself. He hasn't proven himself. And I think you maybe put Kane in the Royal Rumble and have him win the Royal Rumble. That's how he gets that shot at the title. And you do that at Mania with or without the title. At that point. But it's interesting. I want to know what happens. You know, WWE, and these guys might be up for it. It might be hard to convince the general population that it's going to be a real fight. But, you know, who's to say they don't put on a UFC-style fight? They're promoters.
Yeah, they could.
There's no reason not to.
That might be looked at it being a bit too cheesy.
Well.
But I don't know. But maybe they will. That all happened on Friday Night SmackDown.
Yeah.
On Fox. What did you think of the first show on Fox for WWE? SmackDown just moved over.
See, I thought for as horrible and a nightmare that the pay per view was.
Friday night they started out strong. By the end of the weekend,
yes.
They shit the bed.
I thought they had a wonderful. They did everything right on Friday.
Yeah,
they did everything wrong on Sunday. They did everything right on Friday. Although the Becky, you know, if the Becky. Sasha match ended the show. I think that would have been a much
been
better pay per view.
That would have been
that was a good match.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
So there were some good things to take away from. There's positives involved in watching it.
Would you have done anything different last night? What would you have done differently to end that match? I mean, do you even want to think about that? I'm talking about the match for the Universal title, Seth Rollins and Bray Wyatt.
Well, one, I would have the regular lights on. I wouldn't have them wrestle under a red light.
I don't want to see The Fiend wrestle under regular lights. I don't think I want to see him wrestle under red lights, though, either.
Well, maybe like, purple light.
I don't know where to put him. I don't, because just seeing him wrestle in a regular ring, it takes away from the mystique of him.
Yeah.
So the idea, I think I said that on the show before, but that didn't work. The red light didn't work.
You know where that started? That's not the first time.
No.
When the original Kane, Undertaker's Kane, his matches used to be under the red light.
Was he under red light for the matches?
For the whole matches.
Vince is like, we did it once, we'll do it again.
God, pal, let's get those red lights working. It's not the first time they tried it. It's kind of stupid. And I don't think it worked here. One, I wouldn't have painted myself into the corner to begin with. I wouldn't have gotten, as Tom was saying, I wouldn't have gotten us to this point to begin with. But if you're going to go there, you might as well at this point. You ruined Seth last night anyway, so you might as well have just put the title on the demon thing, the Fiend. And I think people would have accepted it. The crowd would have enjoyed that a lot better.
Yeah. This is straight up. I heard a little bit earlier on wrestling radio, Bully Ray over there on Busted Open. And he thought that maybe if the referee had said to Seth Rollins, do not use this sledgehammer. If you use this sledgehammer, I have to call a no contest and this is over. That's not who you are. Don't do it. I have to. And then it's on Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, it's on the referee and all of the WWE.
Well, the reasoning the ref stopped, it wasn't because of a disqualification.
It was a no contest.
It was he didn't think the guy could continue.
Right, but the guy got right back up like he had
did.
To do.
And then the audience started chanting, restart the match.
Right, which made a lot of sense.
Sure.
Yeah, but that wasn't happening. That was obvious.
Yeah. So you have this character who's really popular, who fits zero of the narrative of the rest of the universe around him.
Yes.
You know, it'd be like taking Freddy Krueger and putting him on Dawson's Creek back in the 90s. Like, it just...
Although he would fuck shit up on
Dawson's
Creek.
He would. I mean, there would be... And people would enjoy watching him, but at the same time, you're destroying the narrative of everything else around you.
Yeah. Hey, I think we're picking up some listeners that didn't want to watch Raw Live tonight after last night happening. So our 7 o'clock Monday night start time doesn't look as dumb as some would think.
Well, everyone's moving to Friday now. That's where the party is.
There it is. Which is the A show. What was up with Renee Young? Everything I had read before was that the entire team was moving from Raw over, and she was supposed to be there with her. She wasn't on Friday night SmackDown on the commentary.
Yeah.
And she wasn't there last night on the commentary.
I told you last
either.
Week. You told me I was crazy.
No, everything that I read said that she was in.
I don't know what you're reading.
Come on. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So, no, I think they wanted to put her in like a backstage role. And
I didn't get to watch all of SmackDown. I got to see parts of it in pieces. I saw the clips of what happened with Brock. I saw a lot of the Rock segment with Becky.
Funny.
Awesome way to do it.
She held her own for sure.
Can I give Baron Corbin some credit?
I think he's
a fantastic heel. I think it's so easy to hate that son of a bitch, and he nailed it. In that segment, he absolutely knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
King Corbin did.
Yeah, he did better than the Bears.
What did Steve Austin do on the show?
Nothing.
He wasn't there.
He was there. They didn't use him.
You saw him? They like showed him?
No, they never showed him.
Really?
Oh, the Torch was all up in arms about that this morning.
I'd like to hear what he has
they
to
were,
say about
oh,
that.
My God. They false advertised on us.
Oh, they did.
Because they said the Austin and Undertaker would be there.
Yep.
And somebody tweeted the Undertaker and said, why weren't you on the show? And he said, well, I got there and they told me I wasn't needed.
Yeah, that's crazy. I wonder if they said the same thing to Stone Cold. As soon as The Rock agreed to come in, I mean, people got pushed. It's surprising, though, that Stone Cold and Taker were completely pushed off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, The Rock is obviously the bigger star globally. There's no question.
Absolutely.
He's the biggest name possible. But Steve Austin's the bigger wrestling star. So.
Sure.
Yeah, it is shocking they didn't use. I could see not using Undertaker.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and people were bitching that too many old stars were coming out of this show, but it was a Raw, it was a SmackDown reunion.
You know how they used Hogan and Flair?
Huh?
You know how they used Hogan and Flair?
No.
They showed Hogan trying to find his seat.
Oh, that's
next
great.
To Flair in
that's
the audience.
Amazing.
That's all they did.
Oh boy.
They like went to Hogan and Flair, and Hogan was like standing up trying to get like, oh, where am I sitting, brother?
Yeah. That happens. All right.
Yeah, so big week of wrestling. I'm happy for next week's fantasy football that I don't have to worry about watching the Bears game.
No,
you know,
the bye week. It's all fantasy for you.
Take a week off from worrying about what the Bears are going to do and just focus on numbers. And
you were very offended by the Bears losing in London.
Oh,
you blamed,
I hate it.
You blamed London for. You told them.
Not going anywhere, but I hate these overseas games.
Oh, it's.
I saw a loud, energetic crowd, but who cares? Like, we're not there for them.
They're gonna put a division there.
They built that
stadium for soccer, but they built it knowing that NFL would be playing there as well. They built it purposely for that reason. I see them having a division there. You could do it.
No,
you could play. You could play those three teams in a row, so the team doesn't have to travel every week.
Nobody wants that. They want to be with their family.
Okay.
Believe me, it's a disaster. They're going for money. They don't need to go. It's a global expansion and a game that it's an American game. You know, we took these people's tea. Okay. We took their beliefs. We took their stifling.
We threw it into a bunch of water.
We put it in a harbor and we said, get away from us. They came here with their red coats on and we kicked their ass.
Okay.
And now we're giving them football. I don't think so.
Okay. Oh, all right. Man, I don't know. I've said about everything that I had to say about everything tonight. I've covered quite a bit of wrestling. We didn't talk about Impact. Oh, they didn't have their first show yet. We're not going to talk about Impact probably. Oh, Tom brought up a couple points about the way that they used WWE stars, like Damian Sandow, when he left,
disaster.
He went to Impact and was immediately put into the championship,
yep.
Which that doesn't make any sense. But I think a guy like Jack Swagger, how big did he look?
He was massive compared to the other guys.
What's his name? Jake Sager? I don't know.
Hager.
It's Jake Hager. Yeah, that's it. Sounds so much like Jack Swagger. Yeah. He looked gigantic in there. Is that good? Is that bad? I didn't realize he was as big as he is.
Right.
It also means that some of the guys are a little bit smaller.
I mean, Kenny Omega's not a big... Kenny Omega's like my size.
Right.
Only,
yeah. Height.
You know.
Yeah. Me too.
What do you mean height?
He's like my
What
height.
Was that comment for?
It's because look at us a little bit. We're not,
what are you
we're
saying
not
he,
built like Kenny
He's saying I don't have a six-pack?
I am saying that.
Well, you'd be
that
wrong.
Is accurate.
I would take my shirt off and prove it, but there's cameras.
Yeah,
and I don't
there's cameras and all that
I don't
want
to embarrass people.
You're just a guy in a room with another guy.
That's true, yeah.
Two straight men. We're not going to do that.
Dudes in a basement. With wrestling paraphernalia behind us.
Yeah, we are. The Andre versus Hogan. That was part of a set. I
had it.
WrestleManias 1 through 15.
13.
1 through 13.
Well, they re-released it with
sure.
more.
Sure. I don't know which one it was. Stole that from Andrew.
Yeah?
Yep.
I had the same box set. It was actually like my high school graduation. I was
okay.
like, I want the WrestleMania because I'll never be able to get
it all. I
think
he got it for high school graduation.
It's probably about the time it came
That's
out.
Amazing. Yeah.
I think it was the first time it came out, and it was 1 through 13. And it was a big deal because, like, you would go to video stores. Nobody knew that the world was going to have on demand in a couple of years.
Right.
You'd be able
far.
To get anything anyways.
Yeah.
And cassette tapes were going to be absolute garbage.
Right.
But
they're going to be on shelves.
Yeah. They're going to be stand up there. I wish I still had them all. But you would go to video stores and they'd have like WrestleMania 2, WrestleMania 7,
oh, yeah, they
and
did.
WrestleMania 8.
Yep.
Like you never knew what you could get.
But my video store, they didn't even have like the good ones. They had like WrestleManias that never, you know, that aren't historically talked about. Certainly not WrestleMania 3 that's up here from the Pontiac Silverdome. March 29th, 1987. Your video stores, Al, would they put the cover but not the tape out? And they'd have the cover,
mm-hmm.
and then you'd take that to them, and then they'd give you the real tape?
Most of the video stores in my neighborhood was the opposite. I do remember video stores like that, but most of them were you just grab the tape and you bring it up.
You probably had Blockbusters and things.
Oh, we had Family Video.
Family
that
Video.
That was the greatest.
They're still around.
That was the best video store in the world.
You drive through small town America and you can find them sometimes.
That's true.
They are getting closed down. And if you listen to an episode of this show from about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago,
we called
the last Blockbuster.
We did. It was a Blockbuster show.
You asked if they had season 2 of The Sopranos on tape, and he goes, actually, I think we do. It was one of the best nights in the history of this show, as you can imagine. Well, my partner? Yeah. See, that's the bell.
That is.
That's the bell saying it's,
so
it's
long.
About time to
Yeah, I have nothing left
up.
To say.
Me neither. I gotta check my blood pressure tonight.
Sadly, you know, I wish we were talking about a Bears victory or a Bears comeback or something positive to say about the Chicago Bears. But I think Matt Nagy is the biggest takeaway from that game. I think he's the guy to blame more than anybody. And I do think flying in late was a factor. And
he said he thinks he knows what went wrong. I saw him.
He was
pissed.
At
a press conference. He goes, I think I know what happened.
What did he say?
I told you that last
time. Did
he
fill us in?
He goes, of course I'm not going to fill you in on that.
Well, then screw him. I'm done. Nagy, the honeymoon's over, man. Done defending him.
And you want Madden back on the Cubs?
Yes. And I want John Madden back on the cover of the Madden video games as well.
Nobody, they don't know who he is. The kids playing that game still, they have no clue who that is.
No, I don't think he's been on television in 10 years, right?
Why would they put him on?
When did John Madden retire from broadcasting?
Uh-oh. I can't hear you. Oh, you were talking to the Siri.
He was born in 1936.
Huh, he's still alive. That's good. This show brings my blood pressure up a little bit.
Yeah, probably dealing with all your equipment.
Lou.
Yeah, Lou raised your blood pressure. Let's see. Madden retired from broadcasting in 2008, so 11 years ago. So a kid who's 11 right now never really had anything to do with John Madden.
I've got to get my medicine adjusted.
Good.
I got to not drink like I did this weekend. It's a little high.
All right. Well, glad we're at Walgreens over here.
All right. Just thought I'd tell you. All right. That 2008 was when he retired from announcing.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're right. They want the kids today. A 14-year-old wouldn't really know who John Madden was.
No, his dad talks about him, and we talk about him, and that's the only thing they hear.
I don't talk about him. Are you kidding?
Huh?
They're like the Jim Ross of football.
Let's see. It was a little higher. No, a little lower than it was earlier today. All right, good. We're doing okay. Cool. The fruit juice and things like that.
Yeah. You drink carrot juice?
I'm gonna go see the doctor. I'm going to go back to the doctor and get my medicine suggested. I'm 40 now, you know? I drank antioxidants with pomegranate in it and banana.
Some pomegranate?
Yeah. And I went for a nice walk this afternoon.
Good.
I'm going to do that again tomorrow.
Good.
This is 40.
I'm just pushing the death button over and over.
I'm just
waiting for it.
I've got to be around. I do.
Yeah, you got kids. What do I have left to live for?
You have
watching
to be around.
Watching Bray Wyatt win something?
I need you to stick around. So go for a walk. Maybe put your machine back together or something. You're 40, Al.
Yeah.
That's all there is. Well, you guys, we did another show this week. We'll do one next week. I don't think there's anything jumping up.
By the way, a lot of nice things said about our show at the wedding.
You're right.
I didn't realize we had so many listeners. We're up to
four
now.
We have fans that are trying to get us.
Well, five with Lou.
Fans trying to get our sponsorships out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, if you would like us to sponsor your product, we can sell it to you.
If you have bottled water, we'll put your label on this thing.
Manscaping, very popular now with the podcasts. We're sure we could do something with some manscaping products.
Blue Chew was first, and now it's manscaping.
Yeah.
It's all over the place.
I'll try Blue Chew. I think that messes with your blood pressure a little. But
yeah, I don't think I can. I don't think the doctor will allow it. I have no idea. Well, my friend, should I play the basement music and call this one a...
Yeah, yeah. I got nothing left to say.
And I'll holler at your boy. It's been another good week with you. Thanks for coming to the basement.
Yeah, it's been lovely. Real treat to be down here.
It's good to see you back in the great state of Illinois. It was great sharing a Monday evening with you guys. Go Bears.
Bear down.
See you next week.
God willing, and the creek don't rise.